Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
This is the podcast that asks the important questions like, what are the wider implications of the universe portrayed in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Classic movie.
Classic movie.
Classic movie. Classic alert. Weedle, little, little.
Can we get that classic alert alarm one more time?
Weedle, little, little. Weedle, little, little.
Classic alert.
Oh my God, is that a classic I hear?
That's a classic alarm.
They play that at the Oscars every year.
Weedle, little, little. For every movie.
Yeah.
They don't miss.
So yeah, it's just, there's Toontown. And they got to get there through a tunnel or a hole in a wall.
Yeah.
And they it's cartoons.
Toontown exists geographically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
You can get there. You can drive there. It's not a
portal, if that's what you
no,
mean.
No, it's kind of why I was just trying to figure
because
out
because you got to remember in the film, Judge Doom, spoilers, wants to buy Toontown so he can destroy it and build a freeway, which will never work.
No, that's ridiculous.
Insanity.
Everyone hates the freeway.
Yeah.
So I can just steal a ride on the red cars.
Yeah.
Whatever they call them.
Exactly. Smoke a cigarette with a child.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Live the dream. Live the 1940s dream.
So you've got Toons, and then you've got, they live in Toontown, but they can come to the real, and they can interact with us, and they still act like they're Toon selves.
And the real can go to the
and
Toon.
And the real can go to, and
which is dangerous.
It is scary.
It is dangerous and scary, but do you act a little bit Toonish?
Well, yeah, because Eddie Valiant gets squished
he
like
gets
a
pancake. Right? Like, I didn't. That wasn't a fever dream I had
while
watching it.
Yeah, no, he gets squished and he falls on his nuts. Right?
He falls on his nuts?
Doesn't he? No, I'm misremembering. There's the scene where he's falling out of the building.
Yeah.
And there's a sticking out kind of like flagpole.
No, he grabs it.
I think because when I was watching it, I was like, he's going to fall on his nuts.
I also thought the same thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
The only nuts thing that happens in the movie is when he rhymes. Mm-hmm. When he's singing a song and
rhymes like something, and it's going to be balls.
But then they say
neck. I think.
Yeah,
he's like
that
no,
doesn't
that
rhyme
with balls. He's like, we're butchering it, but it's funny.
He kicks a weasel in the nuts.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So Toontown.
He kicks a weasel in the nuts so hard the weasel dies.
No,
hey, that's also I was going to say it's confirmation the weasel has nuts at all, but it's actually not because Toons apply. Mm. They sort of live by a sort of comedy logic where that weasel didn't have nuts, I reckon, until he was kicked, and then he had nuts because that's
great.
Funny.
Yeah, like they basically live on the thing of like they can only do something if it's funny enough.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas we, our primary sort of driving force of evolution is survival.
Yeah,
for a Toon, is it funny?
It's entertainment.
Yeah, exactly.
But there is sad Toons. Betty Boop's upset. She's washed up. She's working for the Toon Review.
Plus, there's that gorilla that's, he like works for the CD. No, he works for the Toon Review too, doesn't he? But he seems like he's on a hard time.
Yeah.
He seems like he's.
He calls Eddie Valiant a wiser.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're sad, but that's just like in our world, you know, how we are. Like evolutionary, we want to survive, but
sometimes we die.
Sometimes we're sad.
Well, Jessica Rabbit never does anything funny.
That's true. She, yeah. She does. She's.
But if you just put entertainment on the card, she horns up so many people
yeah,
in the
that's
film,
true.
And that's Valiant. Entertainment, baby.
So I was reading a little bit about the animation style and like how they kind.
Are you going to talk about her tits and how they bounce
yeah,
up and not
they
down?
They bounce up instead of when they're meant to be bouncing down.
Whoa,
that's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The boobs are crazy.
She got them crazy norgs.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It's so awesome that I knew where that was going yeah. the moment you started talking.
You were across it.
I know about Jessica Rabbit's titties. Don't worry. Don't
yeah, and
worry.
I didn't read about that. I studied it. That's how I knew.
I saw it.
I just noticed it in the movie.
Yeah. Hey, so, okay. We famously.
Wait. Jessica Rabbit does do one thing that's funny.
What's that?
She sets up a joke, but the punchline is said by Eddie.
Okay.
But one of the weasels puts their hand down her shirt or her dress. Mm-hmm. And she's got a bear trap in her cleavage. Mm-hmm. And the weasel pulls out his hand with the bear trap on it and yells. And then Eddie Valiant says, booby trap.
That's
yeah.
right. So she's still designed to amuse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Generally.
Yeah. yeah.
Now, as we evolved famously from ape.
Yeah.
What did Toon first come into the world
Who
as?
Who drew the Toon?
Yeah.
Who drew
like, did
the
they
first Toon?
Is the first Toon like a stick, like a stick painting on a wall?
It just came alive. A caveman drew it.
It came to life. That caveman was like, I thought I understood the rules of the world. And not well, but clearly they are beyond me. Yeah, what? And then do Toons evolve? Walt Disney is a guy.
Yeah.
in this movie, in this
yeah,
world.
Yeah.
Did he
yeah.
make Mickey Mouse?
Or does he,
or does
just,
he just employ Mickey
Mouse?
Find Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it was like Mickey, like a guy in the street. You know, just like a mouse
a
doing
rat
whatever.
In a gutter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
fucked
yeah.
up rat guy, and he's like you're going to be the face of my company.
Is it like kind of like you know, a Willy Wonka where he goes to the land of Oompa Loompas and just wholesale nabs them?
Did he steal Mickey Mouse to put him into movies?
But then who built Toontown?
Well, that's what I imagine, right? It's just Toontown, right? Or a bunch of like, you know, well, we're, you know, Toons are just a naturally occurring phenomenon. Either that they all then like, it's like with sort of like immigration, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like, you know, okay, like a lot of people from the same culture, they tend to kind of like congregate around similar areas. And that's when you get like a lot of places have their own Chinatown.
Yeah,
or,
sure.
Like, you know, that's really weird, like Little Italy.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, forget it, Jake. It's Toontown.
Yeah. yeah. Well, that's actually a great reference because the script for this film is based upon. On an abandoned script for Chinatown 3.
Yeah.
Which is funny because Chinatown 2 is called A Tale of Two Jakes, which feels fake, but that's a real thing.
That is true.
So
yeah.
I'm assuming maybe like Toontown is sort of like similarly built that way.
But then the question
like,
is where the Toons come? Is there a Toon country?
I'm figuring it out. We're doing it step by step.
Okay.
I think.
I want to get to the end.
I'm getting there. I'm figuring it out. The cogs are turning.
For Jackson, it's not about the journey. It's about the ending.
Destination only. Destination unknown.
Oh! Jackson watches the last 5 minutes of movies in the credits. He's like, yes, got there.
So, yeah, presumably the Toontown got built up through either, like, you know, immigration, those kind of things of different toons coming from different places. So does that mean also would there, say, different styles of animation? So do we have, like,
there
you
is.
Know,
there's black and white.
There
we
is
see
black
Betty
and white.
Birds.
Yeah, that's true.
So would there be those kind of, like, you know, the European kind of different animation styles or, say, like, manga?
Those horrible
anime.
Fucked up. Yeah. Not no, anime's sick. I mean, the horrible fucked up European
like the
style.
The,
like
yeah,
the,
yeah. That, we're thinking that rat's fucked up, right?
I was thinking about like the old like Little Red Riding Hood cartoons and stuff like that, where it's like, man, she got fucking it, and I'm a child watching this.
Yeah,
or like Russian Winnie the Pooh, where he walks around going prom, prom, prom.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I like that.
That's good.
That is
both
good.
Looked at me and I was like, okay, not maybe as universal a reference as I thought.
Yeah,
yeah.
It sounds fake.
Yeah, that's real.
Oh, okay.
Well, like, yeah. Do is there you know certain parts of the world?
Well, you don't
world?
See them, but
we
maybe
know,
these
don't,
are
we
these
don't.
Are American tunes.
Yeah. yeah, and this is set directly after World War II, so
there would have been.
And so I was about to make the claim that there's probably not much immigration, but actually it's probably the opposite, and immigration's at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because
yeah.
lots of countries got fucked up.
And I just wouldn't want to be a toon in World War II, you know? Get
World
me out
War
of there.
Toon.
They, great joke. Good they, gear, good gear.
They dropped a cartoon bomb?
No, I reckon it was probably still a real bomb.
Well, because you can't kill a cartoon. If I shoot a cartoon with a real gun,
yeah,
yeah,
does it die?
Well, no. It seems like it kind of might or it might not. Because you're told the dip is the only way to, like, full-on kill a toon. Mm. But then we also watch a bunch of weasels laugh themselves to death, and they die as well.
Yeah, their spirits go to heaven.
But then also there's people shoot real guns at the toons, so it's not like...
Like, what's the function of that if it's not going to kill them?
Mm. Like, it might hurt them or wound them or injure them.
Toons don't seem to be able to be hurt by other toons. You know what I mean? Like, you can drop a... You can whack somebody with a big hammer, and they do. Mm-hmm. And they don't mind.
Mm. Well, yeah, you could...
They mind a bit.
You can drop, like, a cartoon fridge on Roger and he's fine. Yeah. But he can also smash himself with real plates and he's fine.
And also, that isn't a cartoon fridge. It's a real fridge.
Yeah. So he's pretty much vulnerable.
That is actually confusing. Whoa, if we go back to the start of the film.
It's all cartoons.
It's all cartoons until they yell cut. Roger and Baby Herman stay a cartoon, but the rest of the set is real.
What does that mean?
Is that just CGI?
Mm-hmm. Is it a cartoon filter that they put over the top of it? Well, okay, maybe this explains a little something. Roger keeps manifesting birds, but he's meant to manifest stars. Mm-hmm. He makes life.
Well, so does Jessica Rabbit.
When does she make life?
Well, she blows a kiss, right?
That
and those
kiss
kisses
is real.
Independent.
They kill a shoe in this movie.
They do kill a shoe in this movie. There's also just like, there's bullets are guys.
Yeah. Bullets are guys.
Bullets are guys, and he shoots one bullet off, and that bullet is gone.
Yeah.
But that bullet was friends with the other bullets. Does he come home?
Maybe the bullets come home.
Or that was their purpose in life.
Yeah. So
and like, what is...
If you're a less...
Hey, do toons have rights? I don't think so.
Not really.
No.
Because it's not...
I mean, they don't even own their own town. Acme does.
That's weird as well. That's something I didn't... I assume a town built entirely toon style would have been built by and therefore owned by the toons. But it's not.
No.
It's owned by Acme.
Yeah.
Did he build the town?
Yes.
Why does he own Toon
Well,
town?
I'm assuming... Okay.
It's got something to do with the creation of toons.
Or the exploitation of toons, right?
Yeah.
So no, Acme, they like Acme.
Yeah, well, yeah, but
yeah,
he's still...
Maybe
but
he's not a great guy.
But it's his money, right?
Yeah.
Like, they earn him money.
Do Acme. They?
They buy his products.
They buy his products.
That's true.
Mm. Fucking Wile E. Coyote, moron. He's only buying
Acme.
Put some fucking dip on the road. That'll sort.
So Acme,
road runner out.
Okay, how's this for a theory?
Sure.
All right. So Acme, you know, he's like, okay, I'm in the cartoon business. I go around the world and I find these different cartoons and I put them in film. I partnered up with Walt Disney or Mr. Warner Brother, whoever that is. All right,
it's probably two of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, Warner and Brother.
Makes sense. Mr. Warner and Mr. Warner Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
So I partnered with them and like I, you know, got these toons their jobs and they work with these two companies and then I make my profit selling Acme products.
Yeah.
So it's in my best interest if we have a location over here that we have all our talent pool are from because it's easy to kind of like grab from that and then I can also sell my products there. So that's why he's got a vested interest in making Toontown. So he's there, he founded Toontown to be like, it's kind of like, hey, toons around the world, you have a place here. We've built something
place in America.
For you.
Bring
place
me your hungry, your cartoon.
Bring me your toons.
Build them and they will come.
Build it and they will come.
Yeah. Okay. So he makes a hub. So and then he gives it to the toons.
Well.
So the toons must have in some way rights. Because they can own property.
Well.
Because he gives them Toontown.
Well, yeah, he does, but then at the same...
I can't give a dog my house. I can.
You can.
But then at the same time, right, it's like, it's not about... You know, there's no investigating, say, someone killing a toon. It's about a toon killing a guy.
Yeah.
And then in front of the police, a person that everyone thinks is a guy kills a toon.
Yeah, he kills
that
toon.
For no reason.
But that toon is of a lower grade
in
the toons.
Then what? But then why?
Well, I don't know.
Also, Eddie's brother gets killed by a toon and the cops don't do shit about it. Cops just seem like they're suck shit.
Yeah,
buffoons.
That reminds me of another time...
Oh, yeah.
It's like the real.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, do we know? But, was there an investigation on Eddie's brother?
It says at the start that they never found him.
They never found they were investigating it all, and then on the run,
they never got
dies. And So you've got like, okay, shoes. Clearly, they can be murdered in front of the police.
Doesn't
mean shit. You've got bullets who, presumably, once they've been shot, they're gone.
Well, no, because he's alive when he's shot.
The other bullets, they're like, which way did he go? And also, like, he gets shot and then he pulls out an axe and...
Yeah. But where's that... Does that bullet have to walk home?
Fly home!
Does it fly back into Eddie's gun bag?
And also, because the gun's not alive, just the bullets are.
But is the gun kind of alive?
What?
No, is it kind of alive?
Because, like, everything's kind of alive.
It is kind of alive.
Everything moves and kind of distorts to make whatever the most amusing thing to happen happen.
But most of those things have faces.
Yeah, that's true. I guess
Is it just if it's got face and eye?
What metal is the gun made of?
Toon metal?
Uh-huh.
Because what...
Could I wear...
What bricks are the...
Toon pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you go to Toon Town, the buildings are toons.
Yeah.
So there's toon thread.
There's toon thread, toon fabric.
Just toon industry, right?
Okay.
So I'm guessing, yeah. So there's things that are created that are... The car, though.
Who made the car?
Because the car's a guy.
Was Benny born or was he
made? The gun
He also seems old because he fucking hates driving in this city.
Yeah. But he can't be that old because Betty Boop is out of work.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Boop's out of work by virtue of being
not in color. Yeah, yeah.
Now, is that a thing that happened? Like, was it like new cartoons were born in color? Or has Betty Boop got some kind of illness that makes it black and white that they don't want in movies anymore?
Or maybe you get a surgery done?
To she go can't color?
She can't afford the surgery.
But that doesn't make actually. Huh. She says,
"Yeah,
why I can't be in movies anymore." No, I guess what happened to Betty Boop is she was born black and white.
Mm. Yeah,
there wasn't an issue when the cartoons were black and white.
Yeah,
but now the cartoons are in color. She stands out by virtue of being black and white.
100%,
and would need to get a surgery to go color mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm imagining because cartoons
that mystery wrapped up.
Yeah, because like with the toons, yes, it's Dip that kills them. But I'm assuming it's other things like, you know, old age. Would probably...
Does it?
Sure. Because I'm imagining the life cycle, right? Like, do they have kids?
I don't know.
I was like, well, they've got Baby Herman, but he's a 30-year-old man.
Baby Herman is trapped a baby.
Yeah, he doesn't age.
So they none of the toons age.
Child
are new toons being made? They are in our reel. But what about that reel?
Because if you coexist in a world where Toontown is real and toons coexist with you, but then also toons are drawn, does that mean there's just a giant god hand drawing pictures?
Maybe. I was just going to, because it's say, for example, who creates the toons? And if it is, say, Walt Disney, you drew a rat and he's like, this is going to be the rat, and that rat comes to life. But what happens when that rat draws something?
Well, like I said, Roger the Rabbit, he makes birds with his mind.
Yeah. But that's just virtue of being a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying when they actually draw something.
But is just drawing something what brings it to life?
Or do you Roger need like a Rabbit magic, writes... Do you need like, I don't know, a magic pencil?
Oh, SpongeBob gets a magic pencil and things come to life.
Yeah, but he makes a rotten little SpongeBob version of himself.
Yeah.
Who then gets the pencil, I think?
Yeah, it's a real mess.
What about this
for theory? Okay. Toontown is like a horrible alternate reality, and it's like a tear in the firmament of existence, and the toons bleed into it from Toontown. Mm. Toontown has no real in it anywhere, right? The ground isn't real. The ground is toon. So maybe Toontown's like a kind of a rupture in the earth. It's a popped boil, and the toons are the sort of ichor spilling out of it. And we're like, want to be into movies?
Yeah, sure.
That sounds awesome.
Like, yeah, it's popped boil has erupted, and it's all toon. And so we're like, well, we can't. Let's just put a tunnel to it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can get there. I'm assuming there's no airport.
No.
No. You wouldn't want to fly a plane into Toontown.
No. Like, plane would have legs or something.
So you've got,
or a building would just come up and spike it through the bottom of the plane. You'd be like shish kebabbed on top. Get me down, you'd be saying.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty funny.
Then you'd watch as like some incompetent freaking baboon cartoon doctors came to get you.
Yeah, they climb
firemen.
King Kong the cartoon climbs up the building you're stuck to the top of, and they're trying to pull the plane off.
Like,
but
I will never get better.
So imagine, like, okay, so for
example, Toon. Yeah. Actually, that just reminds me of a quick side note. Toons also treat people like they're Toons, which is bad because people aren't like Toons. People don't bounce well that much.
No.
But they do in Toontown.
But they I got to be in Toontown. So Toontown changes physics.
Yeah, Toontown changes you. Yeah. It's scary to go to Toontown.
But you don't go full Toon and it still seems to hurt.
Yeah, it does.
Well, not as much as it would be if you were completely pancaked.
Yeah.
No, that's true. So Valiant does also fall off a building and survive by being caught by a lady that wants to give him a big kiss.
Yeah.
Does it hurt him or is he just shocked? He's just shocked.
What does it feel like to fall off a building and feel it, but there's no pain?
Yeah.
What is that sensation?
You meet fucking...
Did you say it fucks up your meat?
No, it fucks up your brain.
I don't think he could have died in Toontown.
No,
So the gun that Doom tries to shoot him with in Toontown, that's a real gun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Roger has a real gun at one point too, which is awesome.
It's so good to see a
Roger packing heat.
Yeah.
Should give that gun to Mickey for a bit, because that would be an awesome image.
Oh, dude, I liked when in the movies, little sidebar, when Mickey and
Bugs
are falling and they're falling with Eddie in the middle. And like Bugs is awesome because he's like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But Mickey's just got to be like a kind of nice guy. Yeah. He's good. You're like, Mickey, you got no personality compared to Bugs.
Bugs is like, yeah, I got a spare.
Suck shit. Mickey's
it's a
like,
spare tire, fuckhead.
We were cruel to that man.
And then he's like, ain't I a stinker? He says
he is.
He is a stinker.
Because I'm like, imagine
Daffy and Donald hate each other too.
Yeah, they hate each other. But also it's an act.
Yeah.
Because they say, unless this is how Toons are, Mr. Acme's like, they never finished the show. Presumably because that's the point, or they don't realize that their fighting is, you know, what people have come to see, which is weird.
They would know because, again, they're an act.
Yeah, they're entertainers.
But the act is meant to be them playing dueling pianos and then they fist fight.
Yeah, which is
the act.
That's the act. Yeah. So they hate each other or are they just like amicable workmates?
That's just the performance, I would assume.
They hate each other.
We come into this studio and yell at each other for 3 hours.
Yeah.
We do hate each other.
It's cool when Donald's tail turns into a hand.
That is cool.
He's playing piano with his ass.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess in Toontown, I would argue that maybe Eddie or the humans that go there are, you know, invulnerable, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing in Toontown can kill them, which is why he could get got by a real gun.
Because he was in Toon.
Yeah.
So
it's a real gun no matter what.
Yeah.
All right?
Why are you not a real you no matter what? Why do guns work different to meat?
So, like, I thought I had something. Then I'm like, maybe that's why Doom tried to shoot him.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Because I'm like, okay, because like, I guess then the rules of the gun work both in real and Toon.
What flattens him?
The elevator.
The elevator goes up too fast.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
Dog's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Going so, up.
Your floor. What? The,
your
I got no.
Floor,
your
sir.
Floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Droopy.
Fuck Droopy, dude.
He didn't say
watch your step.
Fucking cheer up.
You got a job?
Sad son of a bitch. Depressed ass dog. I hate him.
But
Scooby's never that sulky.
Scooby's having the time of his life. He gets to eat a whole fucking sandwich made for a human being.
Although that would depress me if I was Droopy and I was friends with another cartoon dog that was treated better.
Yeah.
But again, he's doing it for comedy, right? He's doing it for the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But every cartoon is doing it for the bit.
And cartoons, even, you know, like when they're in pretty life-threatening situations, the toons are, they're goofing.
Yeah.
They're having a laugh.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Building on your theory, though, Zammit, is it potentially that the elevator situation is a Toon situation and not necessarily a Toon location, but it's a Toon bit? And shooting a man with a real gun isn't a Toon bit, so...
Yeah, that's true, because if you shot a guy with, like, a Toon gun, he probably wouldn't die.
Well, it depends. Those bullets that want to get frisky or whatever he says.
Yeah.
They look pretty dangerous.
I think you could get shot in Toon Realm if the gun had like one of those sticks with bang written on it.
Yeah.
That would just go through your ears and come out
Whoa.
The other side.
Barak, I think you might survive that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You'd be fine. You'd be
That's
you'd
what I'm
be
saying. I just don't think you could get killed by a Toon gun.
What if I got Roger Rabbit?
Yep.
In real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a butcher knife.
Yeah.
And I just stabbed him 100 times in the chest.
I think that would probably kill him.
That would kill him?
I don't think it would.
What would happen?
I think he would be like, I'm feeling like a little woozy.
Yeah.
I need a drink.
And then he'd drink, like, and then water shoots out of the
holes. Come out of the holes. God damn it.
And then he might pass out, but then he'd be fine.
Yeah. Damn.
Or he'd be like drinking, and then like, oh, and then like, you know, put his glass to the
He'd be like,
waters.
I need a Band-Aid, and slam a Band-Aid on him.
Yeah.
He'd be good to go.
Yeah.
But what about, flip it, he stabs me 10 times in the chest.
Dead.
With a cartoon knife.
Dead.
Cartoon Ooh, knife, though.
Maybe not dead.
But the singing sword is used as a weapon. Yeah.
And what if the cartoon knife, you might say, this is going to hurt, and it would.
Yeah.
Because I'm stabbed in the chest.
I guess, you would die by a...
What about beheading?
So,
no, he'd just put the head back on.
Yeah. He'd pick his head off.
So, because we see the safe that is dropped on Acme is a real safe.
Yeah.
It's not a cartoon safe.
It's a real safe.
And the piano that gets dropped on Eddie's brother, we don't know.
But they are in Toontown.
They are in Toontown.
So it's probably a cartoon piano.
So I guess real fizz... I guess sometimes it works for
us.
Is it intention?
Maybe.
Because, look, sure, Roger is there for comedy, right?
Yeah.
So they're all entertainers, but it's a different kind of entertainers. Whereas Doom, he's a violent cartoon.
Yeah, what the hell's going on there?
Like, he's not like we're doing this for entertainment reasons.
Yeah.
Like, he's a selfish toon. He's a toon that is with ill intent, right?
Yeah.
You know.
But he's fighting his nature. Yeah. You see it. He slips on those ball bearings or whatever, and he does a pratfall.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to.
No.
Yeah.
He fucks up his eye, though.
Fucks up his eye. His eye pops off. Yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know, whereas, say, Jessica Rabbit is like, I'm not bad. I'm drawn that way.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel...
They are drawn. Jessica Rabbit answers the question.
Oh, shit, she does.
No, but is she just saying that, like, you know, like it's just like a thing you say, like it's like a saying, you know?
Is that a saying?
Is that a saying? I was born that way, dude.
Yeah.
I was drawn that they're drawn.
Who drew the toons?
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. I remember on the television series that aired in Australia for a brief time in the mid-2000s, 20-1.
Yeah.
A countdown show where they would have anywhere between C to D-list celebrities come on and pick their favorite moments for a category.
Sure.
And I'm not bad, I'm drawn that way was picked as like the seventh horniest line in a movie. And it's like, I get it. It is horny.
Yeah.
And Jessica Rabbit obviously was like intended to be like a femme fatale, and like the horniness is an important
cranked
part.
Cranked up to 11,
But it is awesome to be like the seventh most horny time I've ever been.
In movies.
Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. when Jessica Rabbit's like, I'm just drawn that way.
That got them. Wazza.
Oh, yeah.
I think it got a lot of people, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least she doesn't have rabbit ears. That would make the world a more fucked up place.
So, apart from her saying I'm drawn that way, what I mean is, like, so with Doom, he is a bad tune, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to, like, well, when he would stab somebody, they die. But if Roger was to stab somebody, I don't think they would, because it would be funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says the only way to kill a toon, right, is with the dip.
They don't just say the only way to kill a toon. It's like the only way to reliably kill a toon.
Okay.
Because toons can still die, as, look, weasels die.
Yeah, that's true. They go to heaven. Yeah.
They just went pure lives.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of the ghosts turns on the machine on the way to heaven.
They're still stinkers.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it is intent. Maybe you're right. Because I was thinking the dip is made up of various chemicals, and these are chemicals that they basically use to destroy cells of animation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the bit of the dip.
Yeah.
So, could it be, if I set a toon on fire?
Yeah.
Because that would destroy a cell of animation.
Roger is in an oven at one point.
Yeah. But it's a movie oven. trick ovens they use in movies.
Yeah. I think there must have been, at some point in time, whoever it was drew, or there was something that happened where there was either, it had to have been like a magic ink or a magic pen or a magic brush or something like that, where they have enabled that whatever they painted or whatever they drew, that came to life.
Yeah.
And it had to be either like a limited stock, or the magic wore off after a while or something along those lines, because that's the only way I can think about if they're drawn like that and they have life, because you see a lot of different tunes.
Different kinds,
Yeah. You got Bugs Bunny. You got Daffy Duck.
You got the Pinocchio.
You got the hippopotamus in there as well.
Dumbo, he's there.
They
feed him peanuts.
Yeah, that's what they pay him in. He is just an elephant.
Yeah.
Do the toons believe in God then?
It would be Toon God, because they go to Toon Heaven.
If there is somebody who made the toons, i.e. a creator, then it would stand to reason.
If you see a spirit ascend,
yeah,
is that a religious experience for you?
Or do you know that's because it's funny?
Or is it, is it funny? It was funny.
If you saw someone die and a ghost went into the sky, what would you think was happening?
Little angel wings playing a harp.
Would you be like, that's funny? Would you be like, I believe in God? What would you do?
I don't know. That's what I mean. But I'd be like, huh?
I guess afterlife, real.
Yeah, but what?
I'm not even sure if that would be enough to convince me of that.
Really?
Well, I mean, like,
what if once you, because there's still like another phase. It could also just be like, oh yeah, that's your spirit, and you ascend and you can see your own body for a moment and then you fade to nothing.
Yeah.
Or maybe heaven's real and God's real and you're going to hell for living a cursed and terrible life.
But the weasels go to heaven.
Yeah, but do they?
They might get judged and sent to hell.
Or do they just go up? Because funny, and then you see them like...
If you panned up on the rafters, they're just sitting there.
Yeah, exactly. Or
do they come back to life?
Yeah, exactly. In like two scenes away that we don't see, the weasels get up and they're good to go.
But it also has a cartoon son.
Yes. It's not on Earth. Toontown isn't on Earth.
No, but it has to be.
It's a ruptured boil from some kind of horrible toon dimension.
But
they have their own son. That's not our son.
Yeah. Or is that the son?
Viewed through a toon lens.
Yes.
That's even more disturbing, because that means that
Toontown's like a bubble.
Yeah, or under Toontown, if I tore away at the Earth, I would eventually reach man dirt, under the toon dirt.
Yes. You would get some man dirt, I guess.
You know?
Unless they have their own son, because that son is...
Or is that son just a guy?
Yeah, is it closer? And that's kind of providing...
No, but I don't even mean that. I mean whoever drew...
It's literally just a guy that exists in the sky and does nothing else.
Like, there are the cows, normal son. Yeah. But they're not cows, they're people. Yeah. So one of the toons is just a son, and he's like, I got to go in the sky and wear sunglasses.
Yeah, and there's like a moon and a cloud people.
There's tree people. People whose whole deal is just to be in the toon dirt.
Yep. And when they go to, when Eddie goes through the tunnel, it's almost like he's going through an experience.
Yeah.
And there's birds that know his name.
Yeah, well, that's because he's been in Toontown before.
Okay.
Yeah, Eddie, brother, welcome back.
Right. They have a long memory.
Yeah.
And also, you got to remember
the... Friends, actually, friends of toons.
Yeah.
And yeah, like if you got a problem, remember you go see the Valiant and Valiant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They save Goofy from his being accused of being a spy.
Spy. Oh my god, dude! I'm still not convinced.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So
unless it's just there's got to be a place on Earth where it's it can't just be like okay, this is a culture of toons. No. It needs to be like industry level. It needs to be like. It needs toon dirt.
Yeah, there's toon dirt.
There's toon dirt because
there's toon grass.
There's toon
grass. And we got man dirt, man grass.
Because they make, you know, bricks. They make road. They make all the stuff out of toon. So it needs to be like a substance of toon. Because I was thinking, could you use some of that to be like, for example, when we're talking about the plane getting skewered by a building? Oh yeah, when like you know, what do you call it? Slides? They pop out of a thing, and you're like, oh, you slept down. Like,
oh yeah,
perfect for like you know, we're using some toon material.
Oh yeah, because it's harmless too. You're not going to hurt yourself.
It's harmless. It makes
it a bit
more
fun. But then you should make the plane out of toon. I mean, I know we said that.
Why don't they make the whole plane out of toon?
So it's like, could you build something?
Yeah.
Out of half toon, half man.
Well, probably.
What?
Could you put real bullets in a toon gun?
Could you put
That's a great way to trick a real guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a toon gun.
But why do you need to trick him?
We're in a feud.
No, but
he's always suspicious.
Because I assumed
me.
Toon bullets don't kill.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to get killed by toon bullets. I'm a man.
Yeah, because that's why Doom has a real. Gun, right?
Real guns seem like they are more lethal than toon guns. But then Valiant takes a toon gun into Toon Town.
Yeah, to instead of his normal gun.
Yeah.
Well, I guess is that because Valiant maybe he doesn't want to kill?
Oh, so it's like a non-lethal gun.
I doubt it because the bullets ask where he's been and he says drunk.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's like his special good gun.
Yeah.
Not his special weak gun.
Yeah. Why would you bring a toon gun?
To a toon fight.
Because you know toon gun is not going to kill a toon, right? Something silly will happen.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Which is why I'm thinking, is he trying to be...
But then why bring a gun at all?
Because it still causes harm. It still is a disruptor. It's still...
Yeah. Do we see a toon get shot with a toon gun?
I don't think so.
We see a bottle of whiskey get shot
Yeah,
with
that's
a toon.
It. Yeah.
And we see the bullets try and zip after the judge, but then they go
get
the wrong
confused.
Way.
Yeah. They get lost.
Idiot.
Yeah,
dumb bullets. A real bullet would never. I'm just thinking that maybe toon bullets do kill toons.
Yeah, okay. We just don't see it.
Yeah. And maybe, like, with the whole, like, reliably kill a toon, it's like, some toons, if it's the situation's right, you can behead them and they'll just pick up their head and put it back on and it's all good.
Yeah.
But other times you can shoot them in the head with a gun and they die.
I think it's got to be intent, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
And if Eddie is there with intent to kill.
Oh, yeah, he's got intent to kill.
Then those bullets will do damage. Because I think a lot of this comes down to, again, right, a toon has evolved for entertainment and comedy, right? And so a lot of it is just through its what it wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, there are like, life-threatening situations that aren't real life-threatening. So with Roger being in handcuffed.
Yeah, he can be handcuffed sometimes and not be handcuffed other times.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like you could have gotten, you know, out of that any time. It's like only when it was funny.
Yeah.
And so even when there was like somewhat life-threatening moments where the weasels he's like, he couldn't get out of it because it wouldn't have been funny.
I obey different cosmic laws to you, Eddie Valiant.
Yeah. Which makes sense in Toontown because, again, becoming a flat pancake going up an elevator is funny.
Yeah, and it would kill you normally.
Yeah.
But in Toontown...
So if it's funny, it's good.
Just, it's not
that's
just...
A big risk.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, this will kill me, but it's all right, it's funny, and then you die because it wasn't funny enough.
You're like, I need to jump off this building to escape the goons. I'll take off my pants?
I'll trip on my pants so I fall off the building?
If I fall off,
do a big fart to descend so it kind of slows my descent.
Or maybe land directly on a fire hydrant or something so it all goes into your ass.
This is a different kind of funny, I guess, where you land completely, and it's two down, so the fucking fire hydrant's completely up you, and then the top spins off and you open your mouth and it jets out water. And you're like, I guess this is funny. It's more horrible.
It's funny.
I guess it's funny.
I'm laughing.
I'm cleaned out, I guess.
Yeah, it's a kind of whole body edamar is what I've really experienced.
That's nice.
Yeah. But it's a risk. Could you?
Would a whole body edamar be good for you?
No.
Yeah.
No. You got some goo in there you need.
Yeah. You're going to be sick because your gut health is fucked.
You're going to shit your stomach acid.
Yeah, you need that. I, as we were saying, where it's like, oh, this physics are different, right?
Yeah.
I just don't think physics apply. I think it is, it's not even just physics, right? It's different laws.
Yeah. Like, different fundamental laws.
Different laws. Like, where we have math that rules our world.
Yeah.
Math does not rule Toon World.
So obviously there's Newton's laws or whatever. Do you reckon there's like Toon Newton?
Yeah. Every object has an opposite and equal hilarious, you know.
Well, it needs to be an emotional reaction, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So a lot of it is all to be about, because I'm thinking, because like, you're right, you know, it's, sure, like Jessica Rabbit isn't funny.
Yeah.
She's just kind of like, but she sets up, you know, people to be funny. Because again, with a lot of like, you know, things, you need like someone to set up the situations.
Yeah.
And with Judge Doom, he's not a funny guy, but he's still like entertaining because, you know, you need that kind of villain of him.
Yeah.
He could have been funny if he committed to being the wild Toon. He talks like this!
That would have been funny.
It's pretty funny.
That would have been pretty good.
So I think it must come down to like emotional.
Do we think it's dangerous that Toontown now has like greater access to the rest of the world?
Isn't the implication that it always did and it's only recently being closed off?
Okay.
So that Judge Doom can
build a highway over the top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like wipe it out. Because, Valiant and Valiant used to hang out in Toontown.
No, I mean, like, will Toontown expand its borders?
Might a bit.
Yeah.
Well, they're still part of the United States.
Is Toontown part of California or its own sort of...
Do they have their own president?
Is it
President Toon?
Do they vote for?
They do have their own jurisdiction.
Yeah, they do, don't they? They have their own cops.
Yeah.
Toon cops. It's weird. There's one
cops.
Yeah, that's true.
Judge, like, even though he's, by all appearances, meant to be, like, you know, tricked everyone that he is.
Yeah.
He's a human being.
But he still is, like, jurisdiction over Toontown.
Yeah.
And because he paid a lot of, dosh to do that.
He is. Yeah. A Toon judge, yeah.
So there is this kind of like...
Is it like a...
There is, you know, like diplomatic immunity kind of thing, like between the two.
Is it a principality? What the fuck is Toontown?
It must be.
It's its own little sort of ethno-state. That's weird.
No, but it is, right?
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, in theory, like driving through that tunnel would be a security check.
Yeah.
Which... is maybe what it was.
And now it isn't anymore?
No, because that's when, like, they, you know...
the birds come up and say, oh, Eddie Valiant, we're checking who it is.
Yeah.
Welcome to Toontown.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like Toontown, guys.
I don't like that there's a train track right outside the opening of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So you drive through, you can't see shit, and you might just get hit by a train.
Yeah, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny until you're hit by a train.
Yeah.
Then hey,
it's
less funny.
But he has a car. Yeah, the moment he goes, he has a crash anyway, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is funny. I was laughing.
The moment you drive into Toontown, because it's like, oh, he's got his own, he's got a real life car in Toontown, but like it crashes because that's the rules of Toontown. It's like,
who do you go to for like recompense? That like, can you, you know, because Toontown's physical laws wrecked your car.
Yeah.
Does Toontown have to pay for you to get a new car?
Well, I think it would have been, he would have gone to a Toon repairman who would have probably been able to fix that up, but then his car gets stolen.
Oh, that's right.
By Roger, though.
That's true.
Who's driving it out and fucks it up even more?
Yeah.
Roger's got to pay for your car. He's a movie star. He's got the cash.
Yeah, you'll be
fine. Although everyone in Hollywood hates him.
Yeah.
He's lost his spark.
Like, that's only because he thought that Jessica Rabbit was playing patty cake or
something. No, he'd lost his spark prior to that, too.
At the start of the movie. Yeah,
he never gets it back, though.
Yeah, he was freaking out because they were thinking Jessica
Rabbit.
No, because
he fucks up. He doesn't do.
Yeah.
He doesn't do stars.
And that was the reason why... the head guy was like, oh, the reason why... Oh, and that was Walter Browser. Why did he lose his spark?
Oh, I don't know. He's just been in the industry a while.
Yeah.
Because they frame it as like... Frame? they framed it as, it's because of Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
You know, getting, you know, like, that's why he's like, you know, she was out seeing, you know, being a starlet or whatever, out seeing...
I thought it was the other way around, and it was like, because Roger is losing his spark, she's out
gallivanting.
His whole life's fallen apart. He sucks at his job now. His wife's out gallivanting.
I thought it was like he's sucking at his job because he's too distracted because his wife is out gallivanting.
No, he doesn't seem to care.
He does seem
to care.
No,
he cares when he sees
when he
the
finds
patty
out
cake.
He's playing patty cake.
Yeah.
But prior to that, he doesn't seem concerned.
I don't know, because they both seem to be in love with each other, like very, very, they got a really good relationship.
Yeah, which seems like he's not upset
but
until he finds out that they're playing patty cake.
This is where it comes down to intent, right? And like emotional entertainment.
Yeah.
Because like, yes, while she is, Jessica Rabbit is absolutely, you know, in love with Roger Rabbit, that she would do anything for Roger, but she has to play that certain role to make it seem that there's doubt.
She's not bad, she's just drawn that way.
So, you know, she has to do the whole, like, you know, patty cake. She has to kind of, like, make it look like that, you know, she actually doesn't care about
for
Roger.
For someone who's married, she is quite a flirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
She hits him with a frying pan to help him.
No, that's to keep him safe. She loves her husband.
Exactly. So,
put him in the boot of a car. Yeah. It's the safest place for him.
It is the safest place for him. Her last name's Rabbit because she married into it.
Yeah,
I get it. But that's
his first name is Who Framed Roger.
The book's called Who Censored Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's got a fucked up story, though.
Yeah, it's not quite the same.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's one deviation. The murder victim at the start is Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
Just a touch.
Okay.
Yeah, Roger's...
I don't have any further questions, Your Honor.
The censoring of Roger Rabbit also wasn't his murder. It's that in the book, Toonspeak with speech bubbles, and when they find Roger dead, his speech bubbles being, you guessed it, censored.
There you go.
Oh, my God. They canceled Roger Rabbit.
They got his ass on Twitter, dude.
Yeah, dude. Roger Rabbit, the Roger Rabbit is over party's trending.
Oh, my God. So, I guess...
Do we think Toontown's a positive or a negative on Earth?
I don't know.
I think it's a positive, but would I live right next door to it? No.
It is annoying, and every Toon is
annoying. Annoying is not... Scary is more the approach I take. Like... disruptive, which is annoying, I guess.
What I think about is anytime Roger does anything, he wrecks wherever he is.
Yeah.
He knocks over tables, and the weasels do it too.
Mm-hmm.
They just, the destruction of property that a Toon does.
Imagine living next door to Taz.
Yeah, exactly. Know? It's a fucking nightmare, you know?
But then
the Animaniacs.
Yeah.
In Humanville, there's like a big bar right next to a train.
Yeah.
And everything's constantly falling off everything there. And that's built by people for people.
Yeah,
and they don't seem to give a shit.
No, but that's
times are tough, you know?
Yeah. I guess it is. Not the Great Depression, but everyone's probably scared the Great Depression's coming again.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Surely the economy was dog shit directly after World War II, too.
I think the war kind of got people out of the depression.
Yeah, because the 50s were sort of golden age economically.
Oh, okay. In which case, that sucks that the bar sucks. Well, it sucks to suck, I guess.
It's
still, you know, it's still from that bygone era and all that kind of, you know. But anyway.
War's good for the economy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Can be.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, look, it sucks, but yeah. Yeah, I don't. The implications is just that because I'm like, where did it come from? Where did Toontown come from?
Where did it go?
Well, it's still there. Where did the
where
other
did
Toons
it come
from?
Where Cotton Eye Joe? Yeah,
I get it. Now. It's like it's are there other styles of like are there the Toontowns in other places?
Where I initially thought yes, but the more I think about it, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think these are the Toons.
Yeah.
I'm starting to come around as well because there is that line that that Eddie and Judge Doom are saying, and it's just like, you know, who's going to care about like one tiny town that's been moved off the map, right? And that's that Judge's idea because I guess it must be the only.
I would probably
like
care because I'm like, this is a very curious thing that's happened to our reality.
Yeah.
So, I think it probably seems like a mistake.
I think it must be either, like it is a boil that has popped.
Yeah.
And this is what is spewing out. Or some kind of wizard magic. It's an Eldritch deal with some kind of deity.
So what we've landed on is a wizard did it.
Oh!
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I just don't know how these Toons could have popped up.
It must be. A wizard did it. You're right.
Like,
got the ruptured boil theory or the wizard theory.
Walt Disney was a wizard. He created the Toons.
Because, well, like, all you need is one, say, they got Fantasia, right?
Yeah.
Cheap. They got Fantasia cheap.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's like, if you just got, like, that, you know, Mickey as a wizard.
Yeah, that's true, but he's drawn.
But he's
didn't make himself.
Unless he did.
Okay.
I mean,
but also the implication they got all of the Fantasia characters cheap, which means that they must have bought them from Disney.
But yeah, so, I mean, that's just like buying actors.
Yes, a common practice.
Which, well, no, that was back when, like, in the RKO days, yeah, right? There's, like, a stable of actors.
You would just be like, I'm going to take someone. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It would be like your team, basically.
Yeah.
So and then just put them in every movie and you shit out 14 movies.
Yeah. Every 3 months.
Yeah, every 3 months. And they're all
horseshit.
They're
all good. Oh. Oh.
But people still come because they love your actors. Yeah, unless you've got bad ones, in which case, oh, no, you better hope your movie's good.
Yeah.
I just can't. It's like whoever was the first cartoon, like who came to life. I guess that would be the key, you know.
That's how we figure out what the hell is happening. Here.
Has there ever been like again a creator drawn, or is it Bugs?
Well, sometimes Bugs.
There is that tune where that. It is Bugs drawing.
I reckon
himself.
Mickey probably has a similar thing there.
Well, no, let's think about it.
Mickey is magic and it's Bugs is
drawing.
Drawing.
Well, it kind of feels like, you know, we talked in the Bugs episode about how Bugs is kind of, he's got this preternatural understanding of the fact that he's in a cartoon. And he knows it's a hell, but there's nothing he can do about it.
Yeah.
Maybe Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a world where he figured out how to do something about it.
Yeah.
And he found the way out.
Yeah.
Into our world.
Ain't he a stinker?
Ain't he a stinker? Ain't he an interloper in our reality?
That's
either that or a wizard, man.
Yeah.
So imagine, right? So it is you have, right, Bugs draws himself out of cartoon realm into real. And then maybe he, after a while, would say if he drew Mickey as a wizard.
Yeah.
From
Wiki
Fantasia.
Does spells.
Now we've got Mickey magic.
Yeah. Why would Bugs and Mickey draw each other?
Well, Bugs will do it because Bugs is like, I am limited by my, you know, ability to draw or whatever, but now I need that spark.
So he's doing it for personal gain.
Yeah. I need that magic.
Yeah. And then all
I need
of
that spark of life that only Mickey can provide.
And then Mickey starts drawing all the Disney guys. And then I almost said Kermit, but I didn't mean Kermit. I meant Bugs. Draws all the Warner Brothers guys, and then that's how you get the town.
Yeah. He's lonely. Yeah.
They build Toontown together, and they...
They're just hanging out.
Yeah, they're not in movies. Toontown. Except Goofy, who is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goofy's gymnastics exists.
Yeah.
Roger really respects Goofy. No one's ever just gone for him harder.
Yeah.
Because like with Eddie jumping off or getting pushed out of a building, he opens a door and there's no floor.
Yeah.
Like Mickey and...
They're there.
Mickey and
they're skydiving
Bugs,
together.
Like just there skydiving.
And let's remember,
they're
not skydiving off anything.
No,
they're just falling.
They're just there. They are, omnipresent.
Yeah.
I dare say, omniscience.
You dare say omniscience.
Well, so maybe they're the gods of Toontown.
That's a sort of unsettling conclusion.
Yeah, they're the gods of... Well, here, I'll help make you feel better. I think a wizard did it.
Yes! Well...
Anyway, hey, I don't want to open a can of worms, and I'm just going to put this out there, and then we're going to end the episode. Chippendale Rescue Rangers is a continuation of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, so that adds a lot more questions into it, because Toontown has clearly expanded. And on that note, I've been Joel.
Aaron Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Yeah, there'll probably be a part two, I guess, when we watch Chippendale Rescue Rangers again. Yeah. But that sequel that came out a year or two ago, it's confirmed to be a spiritual successor to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Sonic. You let us know what you think happened to Toontown.
Did
was
a wizard
a,
do it?
Was it a wizard?
Is Bugs Bunny a god?
Is it God Bunny?
Yeah.
Is it funny that those kids gave Eddie Valiant cigarettes?
We can answer that one. Yes.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.